Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a new attempt to reduce the number of medical malpractice lawsuits by apologizing. Seven hospitals across the state, including Mass General and Beth Israel Deaconess, today are launching an initiative in which the hospitals would disclose and investigate medical errors, and if they find errors, they'd make a financial offer to patients. For more on the program, we're joined now by Dr. Kenneth Sands, Senior Vice President for Healthcare Quality at Beth Israel. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Let me ask you, under the program, officials hope that there'll be an increase in the reporting of medical mistakes and a reduction in the number of medical malpractice lawsuits. How's it going to work?
The goal is to decrease the incurrence of lawsuits by having an action early on in the process where patients get a full disclosure of what happened, an apology where appropriate, and where there is fault, early compensation. And this saves both the patient and the providers the process of a prolonged lawsuit, which can take as upwards of 5 years to complete.
How do you think this might change the culture inside hospitals?
The hope is that by encouraging disclosure and apology, which we do today, but this program would be more ambitious, that we will remove some of the fear that clinicians have in reporting errors and increase transparency and communication between providers and their patients.
One of the collaborators in this coalition, Dr. Alan Woodward, said that he hopes it changes the whole system of secrecy and denial in hospitals.
Well, I think there can be an environment where clinicians are hesitant to report error because the consequences in terms of a prolonged malpractice process can be emotionally draining and professionally devastating. And if we can avoid that process where appropriate, then we hope that we will decrease the amount of secrecy that can take place.
Do you think in some ways this might change the cost of delivering medicine inside hospitals? Because it might prompt doctors to order, if it works, it might prompt doctors to order fewer tests for patients, tests being ordered right now as part of the defensive medicine culture. If you order more tests for a patient and something goes wrong, at least the patient might feel like that person has been served.
We do know that there is a phenomenon of defensive medicine where clinicians order tests that may not be necessary in order to protect themselves, at least theoretically, from a lawsuit. The cost of that has been estimated to be about $1 billion in the state of Massachusetts. Long term, if we can improve the environment with greater openness and better disclosure of error and less risk to those disclosures, then hopefully the practice of defensive medicine would decrease.
How do you hope that this will change the outlook of patients and patient families when something does inevitably go wrong?
Well, even today, we encourage disclosure and apology for all adverse events. We want to be more ambitious and complete about how we do that. Our finding is that when we are transparent with patients, the reaction is usually that patients are able to understand that humans make errors, that it is possible to have adverse events, and the degree to which the provider and patient relationship can remain healthy is surprisingly strong.
Do you think that it may be easier to change the outlook of doctors and patients than it's going to be to change the outlook of medical malpractice attorneys, who are undoubtedly going to look at this new initiative with some skepticism?
I think that there may be some skepticism, but at the same time, as part of our initial research into the launching of this program, we have had discussions with members of the plaintiff's bar and the defense bar, and both feel that there is potential in this model if done correctly, and continuing to allow options such as for patients to have representation as part of this process, which we in fact encourage.
Dr. Kenneth Sands, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Dr. Kenneth Sands is Senior Vice President for Healthcare Quality at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital.